All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Sully. Apparently, you've got somebody else ripping on Matt Patricia. Yeah. So we'll get to that a little later. Ticket text first, then I want to get some of the people in. Talk to me.
Yeah, guys, I absolutely want sports. I'm more than fine with no fans at first. I think it will affect a lot of things, but it would be a great step forward. Mike, you're right. That's a conversation for a different day. So is the sports gambling topic with all this and how that would matter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that is. That's a fair discussion to have. It's not one to have right now. But, of course, with underdogs and with home field advantage and that will absolutely affect sports betting. But, guys, you're my escape. I just wanted to say thanks for talking football and more every single day. Really appreciate you guys and what you're doing right now. I listen every single day. It's not even about fans in the stands. It's about people acting like idiots. I think that at first there definitely would have to be sports without fans.
Of course.
Mike, I don't want sports without fans. I think fans are what makes sports great. The crowd noise, the heckling, everything that comes with the atmosphere of a game. We can't play sports and shouldn't play sports until fans are allowed back in.
I wish I could have that conversation with somebody to understand why they're speaking this way and saying such nasty things.
Not sure about live sports, but I totally think it's time to open the floodgates on streaming, on sports on TV. Guys, I'm from Detroit. I'm used to watching sports with no fans in the arena.
Yeah, I was going to say it wouldn't be much of a change at Comerica Park, would it?
Yeah, that is
that,
true.
Listen, that's the thing. Is there are ways to make it more normal. Mike, you want a hint? I'll give you a hint.
Sure.
There are really, really smart people. I don't know if you're aware of this. There are a lot of really smart people who can scientifically gauge what crowd noise and ambient noise levels are and what they sound like.
Right.
I think it would be pretty easy to do considering the, you know, billion-dollar stadiums these teams play in with the audio systems that are there to almost create an ambient track.
Yeah.
To almost create, in a high-leverage situation, a different ambient track. But having that low hum, the low rolling chatter of a baseball game in a park that probably is only 30% full anyways, I think you could absolutely recreate
it. Sure. That's interesting.
Football, listen, I can track the band. I can track all the in-stadium elements. And teams pump in crowd noise for practice all the time.
All the time.
Why wouldn't I be able to pump in the noise for a game? Is it going to be perfect? No. But could I find a way to make it better? That's only 1% of the conversation. That the day we find out sports is coming back, I'll have it. But I got plenty of ideas, man.
Yeah, that's really interesting, too, because we do hear about it all the time. You know, teams putting in crowd noise to simulate Ford Field or whatever it was. Jet engines, as we've heard before. I think that it absolutely could be done. Now, granted, that's done in a smaller setting, I guess, at a team facility. But I'm sure with the technology we have, we could figure out how to pump in crowd noise to a stadium. I'm sure we've heard of that. We've heard of teams doing that as is with struggling attendance. That's been kind of a theory that teams have been pumping in crowd noise. Heck, we've had callers say that it happens at LCA. You know, so right, David, you think it does, right? But I don't think that would be too far fetched to do. At all. I think we have the tech. It's 2020. We have the technology to do stuff like that. And as someone says, college games will look like MAC games on Tuesday night in winter. There'll only be 1,000 people in the stands with the bands. Someone's also asking, Mike, do you think that they could put fans in the stadium but just do a couple thousand fans?
I don't know anyone that would want to go. Who the hell is going to go? Let me read for you one more time. Just so you can understand. This is what California is proposing as the changes to public life. Proposing. Mandatory face coverings, which you saw Andrew Cuomo do today, so you're going to have to wear a mask. Temperature checks to enter buildings. Quote, fever tables. Or excuse me, fewer tables at restaurants. I've got fever on the mind. Fewer tables at restaurants. Waiters, masks and gloves. Disposable menus. Staggered student arrival times at school, along with completely reconfigured classrooms. And absolutely no large gatherings. Let me ask you a question. If Governor Whitmer opened the state tomorrow, who's going to a restaurant? Nobody. Nobody. And there are wonderful people in the restaurant business, and I'm not saying it to hurt them. But how many of you would go tomorrow? We don't have testing. Not in any great number. You can't walk out and see if you've already had it and you have the antibodies to fight it off. But if you did and you could, you'd go to a restaurant. Like if Sully and his girl find out they both had it and they had the antibodies and they probably wouldn't be reinfected, they might go to dinner. But without that answer, no one's going. I don't think anybody would go to a game.
Yeah, and I want to say this too. It was very, to be honest, it was very eye-opening and very telling to me yesterday. And I was texting a few people about this, including a few people that are bar and restaurant owners. In terms of that time frame when people would go back, I stopped at a grocery store yesterday after work on my way home. It wasn't one of the huge grocery stores. It was a smaller market type store. And I walked in. There were probably about 15 people in there. I was literally the only person. I think there was one other person. But my point is, I was the only person in there that was not wearing a mask. And it was like, of course you hear everything and you see stuff, but it was the first time where I've been in a store like that, or I've been in a setting like that where I'm looking around and people are wearing masks. I'm the only one in there. Basically, there was one or two other people maybe out of the 15, but the point is everyone was in there wearing a mask, walking around shopping. And I've never seen something like that before. And I haven't been to the grocery store in a little bit because I've been ordering stuff and whatnot, but that was pretty eye-opening to me, just realizing that's where we're at here on April 14th yesterday. And I can't see people...
No.
I can't see people rushing back to normal life anytime soon walking around with masks in grocery stores, sadly, right now.
Well, I think... And listen, this is just my opinion. And I want to label this an opinion so you don't confuse it with the news report. When, and I have no idea, and that's part of my frustration with our governor, when we get more guidance, I think part of the order and, quote, opening, I don't think there's any chance that there won't be a mandatory mask policy. Mm-hmm. I would be just surprised. And I'll be honest with you, you know, when we're allowed out of our house to do even the most minimal things, I'll absolutely wear a mask. I'm not trying to get this. Just not. I ain't trying to mess around. So, Mike, listen, it'll be very temporary.
Yep.
In the grand scheme of things, it'll be very temporary. Plenty of other countries wear masks. It's a part of social consciousness. But, Mike, listen, the grocery store is one thing. I don't, games, bars, restaurants, it's shopping malls. Yeah. I just don't see it.
No, and I had actually had someone yesterday.
Don't see people being willing.
No, and that's, someone had gotten upset with me yesterday, and I'm not using this as an anecdotal example, but it's just a example from my life. Someone had DM'd me on Instagram, and they were a local bar owner in, I believe it was Wyandotte, and they were talking. I said, Sully, come on, you know, the second that things are able to open back up, the second that bars are open back up, my bar is going to be packed. There's going to be a ton of people in here, and people will flood in right away. And I said, dude, you know what? I'm itching to go out more than anyone. I get what you're saying, but I was just at the grocery store. People are wearing masks. I don't think that people are going to be flooding the gates right away when we open back up. I don't think it'll be some flipping the switch. You know, it's really interesting to talk about, because I think that once we do start, and I hope it's soon, you know, once we do start opening things back up, I really don't believe that people are going to be, I wish I could say otherwise, I don't think people are going to be rushing to be shoulder to shoulder with people right away, Mike.
248-539-9797. Your call's next. Blitz at 345 as we roll along on a Wednesday. 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.